This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. The presidential campaign is usually an opportunity every 4 years for students to study democracy in real time. But by all accounts, this campaign has been unlike any other. The adult themes and harsh rhetoric have been especially challenging for educators who've had to figure out how to address these subjects in the classroom. I spoke with educators across New Hampshire to see what's different about teaching the presidential campaign this year.
Why is Spencer here?
We start in a classroom at Lebanon High School.
See you again.
All right, everybody.
The walls are covered with political memorabilia, and teacher Andrew Gamble is leading a discussion on the presidential campaign. He plays a clip from a recent Donald Trump campaign rally.
You know, what a difference this is. And just thinking to myself right now, we should just cancel the election and just give it to Trump, right? What are we even having with you? What are we having?
Gamble asks the students for their reaction. There's agreement that while Trump may have been joking, the remark feeds into a dangerous narrative. Nick Brandt is a senior.
If you asked any one of those people in the crowd, would you like America to be a dictatorship? They would probably answer, of course not, or no. But what he just described there, that's a dictatorship.
It's conversations like this, which Gamble says makes teaching this presidential campaign unlike any other. Then there was the Access Hollywood tape that caught Donald Trump talking in vulgar terms about women. Gamble chose to play an edited version in class.
So we sent out a permission slip at the beginning of the year saying that we will be dealing with adult content in this class.
After watching the video, Gamble and a female teacher split up students by gender and met with them in two groups.
And we discussed locker room talk. What does that look like? And the kids were very open and honest about what they say.
He says the boys admitted to using some inappropriate language at times.
You know, they weren't proud of the fact that they said derogatory terms or they've used terms to describe women in negative ways. But they weren't saying it was just boys being boys either. They thought deeply about it. But there was definitely a hard line in the sand of what you don't cross.
Across New Hampshire, educators agree this election has forced them to think differently about how they bring the presidential campaign into the classroom.
It's not something we've ever seen before.
Greg Leonard has taught government at Conville High School in Peterborough for more than 20 years.
Because generally speaking, politics can get pretty nasty and down and dirty. But this year, it seems like it's at a different level and a different pitch.
So what do you do when the content of the campaign is something traditionally reserved for mature audiences? Leonard says you just have to take it head on.
I suppose to a certain extent it makes it a little bit exciting and different because it is so unique. But my only concern is that it would turn voters away and that young people would be less inclined to vote in the future.
But it's also been an opportunity to dive into new topics. Students in his class spent some time exploring the tradition of a peaceful transfer of power after Trump said he may not accept the outcome of the election.
So we look at it from that perspective. And then we look also at some of the other elections that were in question, particularly the election of 1824 with Jackson and John Quincy Adams, and then again, of course, in 2000 with Bush versus Gore.
There are teachers who say they have avoided some lessons because of the campaign's tone. Like Cynthia Young, who teaches social studies at Portsmouth High School.
I haven't chosen, for example, to have a couple of kids play the candidates and do a debate that way, whereas that's something we often do in primary season. Because, I want all of the kids to be involved, but also the vitriol of the campaign. I won't allow vitriol in my classroom.
But she says her students are still learning about the campaign, and the discussion has remained civil.
They are able to have conversations, and they are able to disagree on issues and to feel strongly about it and not to tear each other down personally. Really, they give me a lot of hope for the future of our political process.
Portsmouth High School had its own controversy this week when a teacher was removed from the classroom after dressing up as Donald Trump and dancing to an expletive-laden song in front of the class. Greg Leonard, the teacher at Conville, says the heightened attention on the race brings added pressure on educators to not let their own personal politics seep into the classroom.
I always ask my students at the end of a government class which political party they think I belong to. And I know I've done my job right if a third say I'm a Democrat, a third say I'm a Republican, and a third say I'm undeclared.
For teachers like Evan Chisofsky at Sanborn Regional High School in Kingston, The goal has been to turn the negative tone into a learning opportunity.
We've constantly had to redirect students back to conversations about issues and not personal attacks. That's what's different about this campaign, and unfortunate, but again, our role, or my role as an educator, is not to teach kids what to think, but how to critically analyze an issue. So I want to teach them what is perhaps the positive ways about going into a campaign, rather than what attack you can have on a candidate.
For the most part, Jazovsky says the class has gone on as normal. Students are playing the roles of candidates and running campaigns leading up to the school's mock presidential rally this week. But as for how students are reacting to this unusual campaign?
I don't know that they have anything to compare it to. You know, they're just sort of coming of age into this system. So I don't think that they've had a chance to be cynical about it. So I would think that they're positive about it by virtue of the fact that they're taking the class and wanting to learn more. And that makes me hopeful as an educator.
Back at Lebanon High School, students here say they're not sure what to make of this election. Olivia Smith is a senior.
I'm a little bit terrified, and also, I don't know, I think it's probably one of the most ridiculous elections I've ever had. And it's my first one that I get to vote in, so I feel a lot better about Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump.
But still not, it's a reluctant...
I'm not sure, because there's just so many lies, and I don't really know what is true.
And while most of the students here say they're supporting Clinton, some say they've tried to understand why Trump is appealing to so many voters. That's why senior Emily Bourne went to a Trump rally earlier in the campaign in Claremont.
I like to see what every side can bring, and I knew that I wasn't going to be very impressed with Trump, but I thought I should go anyways because it was that opportunity.
For NHPR News, I'm Rick Gamley.